Talk to us a little bit about this study. After reading over the findings, it kind of confirmed what most Delawareans already knew. It kind of brought up that Wayne's World segment, hi, I'm in Delaware, right? That people just really don't have much of a picture in their minds when they think about the state.
Well, that's true, James. What we found out in our research that we did prior to launching the brand was that Delaware is a blank slate in people's minds. They don't have a negative perception about it, but they don't have a really positive perception. There was just a neutral perception. So what this study that recently was released by Future Brand says is that the branding messaging of endless discoveries and what we're putting behind it is working. So Future Brand, which is an independent company that has studied other brands such as Nike, Cadillac, and Sephora, has studied tourism branding messages across the country. And they would ask a potential visitor, what do you know about the state? Would you visit? And then they would show them the branding messaging. And then they would ask him again, would you visit? After seeing the branding messaging, and Delaware was one of two states that really increased the potential for visitors to come to the state because of the branding messaging.
Yes, the other being my wonderful home state of Idaho.
Yes, yes. But Idaho only squeezed by Delaware by about 1 point, and you know, the margin of error, we really could call it a tie.
Okay, if that's how you want to take it, but it really does seem like quite an advantage for you because you can kind of create Delaware's own story because people's minds are that blank canvas, right?
Absolutely, and we knew that going in because of our branding research that we did back in 2013. We knew that we had opportunity here. We had opportunity to form an impression about Delaware in people's minds. So it was really an advantage for us to have a clean, clear slate. And we tested all kinds of imagery and branding, and we followed the results. What potential visitors said that they liked, that what would motivate them to come to Delaware, that's what we used. We have commercials, our website, all of our print, all of our digital, all follows this branding messaging. And we've seen it in the results, not just what Future Brand says, but even in our own tracking that we do. For instance, when we ran the commercials in the DC market, our website hits went up 400% to visitdelaware.com. So it's just more proof. The really good thing is the Future Brand is an independent company that we didn't even know they were doing this study, and they're validating the branding results.
And there were a decent amount of people who knew about Delaware's beaches. Obviously, that's one of the key components to Delaware tourism. But that impression nearly doubled after they saw these marketing materials. Is it safe to say that they're the state's kind of most valuable tourism asset?
I would say it's one of its most valuable tourism assets. And we knew that from our branding research, that the beach image, beautiful sunrises, sunsets over the water, were really resonating. And Future Brand says that, you know, using that beach water image is working. And they also say that, you know, it gives the impression of outdoor activities. And we're really fortunate in Delaware. We have so many natural resources that are just gorgeous, and they're preserved by the state. And we have an amazing state park system that just plays into all of the amazing sites that you can go see in Delaware.
And another aspect that kind of got boosted by viewing these materials, whether they're the commercial or brochures or what have you, it also improved Delaware's sort of adventure quotient, if you want to say it that way. Why is that kind of such a big draw for people in the tourism industry? Would you call it a trend, or it's been around for a while? Like, what draws people to that?
Well, you know, today's traveler is much more active than the traveler 30 years ago. They like adventure. They want an activity, and they want an experience. And so adventure travel plays right into that. And the one thing that we found out when we were doing the branding research was, for instance, we would show an image of Trap Pond with people canoeing, and the respondents would say, wow, you can do that in Delaware. So the imagery that we've used and the creative branding that we've used has been showing Delaware in a different light, a kayak off of Bombay Hook Wildlife Refuge, you know, canoeing at Trap Pond. There's so many amazing natural resources here that we've just been able to bring that to light.
Some of the associations that people had with Delaware with this study, initially at least, included the words small, quiet, and boring. So how do you overcome those or maybe turn them into a positive?
Well, it's like I said before, we had a clean slate. Like we can paint the picture. And we are, through this branding messaging, painting the picture of what it would be like to travel to Delaware and all the interesting things you can discover while you're here.
In the past, Visit Delaware has focused its marketing efforts on sort of the Mid-Atlantic region, and you've had a lot of success with that. Do you think that that's still going to be the main focus going forward?
Well, some of the things that we're looking at now, over the past couple years, our demographic is actually changing in Delaware. It used to be that travelers to Delaware were between the age of 35 and 55, and now we're skewing lower to the ages of 25 to 55. So where we are branching out is into the millennial marketing through things like Snapchat and, you know, sponsoring Fireflies volleyball courts. And we sponsored the Constitutional Yards, the beer garden in Wilmington. So we're working to broaden the horizons. Delaware is a drive-to state, and we're fortunate with our location. We're in between New York, Philadelphia, D.C. I mean, the population base is very large in our metropolitan cities near us.
So how will these results help you move forward in you know, making this a multi-billion dollar a year industry instead of just a $3 billion a year industry?
Well, it gives the branding the validation that it needs for us to go forward and continue. We're coming out with branding messaging that is like 2.0, and that'll be in the marketplace sometime next spring. And we're going to continue on because we know it's working. So that's what it tells us. This is working. Continue to do it. Don't reinvent the wheel. This is working, and continue with it and just refine it and make it better.